The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went up the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his 12 disciples to himself, and from them he chose he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So today, as I said at the beginning of Mass, we celebrate the feast of Saint Simon and Jude, apostles. Just a word about the choice of apostles. It's interesting, first of all, Jesus spent all the night in prayer. He knew he had a pretty big decision to make. It must be like when somebody is elected president and they got to choose their cabinet. It takes a lot of discernment and serious thought and discernment. Now, interesting, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12. Now, two things you might find interesting. The apostles that he chose, James and John and Philip and so on, they were probably very young, probably teenagers. And at that time, the time of Jesus, it was the desire of every young Jew to be chosen by a rabbi. And so to be chosen by Jesus, he probably had a reputation by that time as a rabbi, would have been a great honor for those young teenagers. Now also, it's worth mentioning that he chose a hodgepodge of humanity, and he didn't choose all perfect people. And doesn't that say something about the church? It was founded on a hodgepodge of humanity. And isn't that just what we are at the present time? You know, a hodgepodge of humanity. We're all different and we rub against each other now and again, and we don't always get on well and so on. And just like the apostles, they argued, we're told many times, they argued among themselves. James and John were, I suppose, two schemers. They wanted to get the top jobs, and they sent their mammy along to Jesus, you know, to say, listen, Jesus, can you give my two lads the top jobs? So you can see how they were just like ourselves. Now, the other interesting thing, 12. Well, it may be that Jesus didn't choose 12 apostles, but that the evangelists afterwards, when they were writing the Gospels, they decided we'll have 12 apostles, we'll name 12. So that uh, and That would be a reference, meant to say, to the 12 tribes of Israel. And maybe that's where the number 12 came in. But we've also got to remember, and this is very important, that among his disciples were many women. So at the very beginning of the church, women were very much involved. It's a pity we don't remember that and give women today in the church more importance and take more notice of them. Jesus did, so why don't we do the same in the church? And hopefully in time to come, that will happen.